Fears about a possible run on the banks in Greece.
Don't miss the numbers, the news, and Kai's final note. Subscribe to the Marketplace podcast. Find it on iTunes or online at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. There are new concerns this morning of a banking crisis in Greece. That's after the country's political parties failed to come together and form a coalition government following indecisive elections. There will be new elections next month. But there's increasing talk that Greece may have to leave the Eurozone. Reporter John Syropoulos is with us now from Athens with the latest. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, the term run on the banks is not something that we want to throw around lightly. So I want to ask you, what do we really know about all these bank withdrawals in Greece over the last few days?
Well, there seems to have been a rush of bank withdrawals on Monday, but it has to be put in the broader context of about 65 to 70 billion euros worth of withdrawals that have been made from private savings in banks over the last 2 years of the crisis. But at the same time, it isn't a bank run. You don't see queues of people outside the bank. You don't see queues of people at ATMs, the sorts of things that you might see at the beginning of a bank run.
So it may sound a little scarier from a distance than it does right there in Athens.
At the moment, I think that Greeks are being admirably stoic, and they are aware that over the medium term, there is a danger of Greece being forced to go back to the drachma, and yet there isn't yet any kind of mass panic.
And since it's now pretty clear that there are going to be new elections in Greece, and given all of this trouble in the banking system, are people feeling that they want to be closer to the euro going forward or that they want to leave?
I think that if you look at opinion poll numbers over the last couple of years, a very, very consistent three-quarters of the Greek population is in favor of Greece remaining within the eurozone. People are aware that the dangers of going to the drachma are enormous, and of course they are most enormous when it comes to the national debt itself. And if Greece goes to the drachma, the onerousness of that debt would rise manyfold.
Reporter John Syropoulos in Athens. He blogs at thenewathenian.com. Thanks, John.
Thanks for having me.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are lower in global trading this morning, down more than 3% in Hong Kong and 0.7% lower in London right now. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost 63 points to close at 12,632. That is the lowest close since January 19th. Vice President Biden will be in Youngstown, Ohio today, touting the bailout of the auto industry. The Obama campaign is hoping to benefit from the jobs the bailout saved, not just in Detroit, but across the Midwest. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Tractor trailers loaded with new Jeeps stream out of a huge Chrysler plant in Illinois. 4,000 workers will be punching in here by Election Day. In 2009, there were no auto workers left on the line.
I would think it would have been a huge mistake for America to give up its automobile industry.
Machine tool operator Bobby Cowan says some of his relatives are eager to get back to work at GM and Chrysler. Good news for Democrats, says historian Julian Zelizer.
They're hoping in Michigan and Ohio and parts of Pennsylvania, some sense that things are improving opens up places where Obama was seen as vulnerable.
Paul Eisenstein of the DetroitBureau.com says the bailouts aren't as popular away from the Great Lakes.
In Tennessee, with Nissan being a major factor in Detroit closing the Saturn plant, Senator Corker was one of the most outspoken opponents.
Eisenstein says opposition to the bailouts might weaken now that GM is ramping up production again in Tennessee. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Show Marketplace how much you like us. Stay connected to our hosts, reporters, and top stories on Facebook. Find us at facebook.com/APM Marketplace.
Facebook's IPO on Friday is going to make a lot of people rich, and many of them live here in California. That could be some good news for the state's budget, as Ben Adler reports now from Capital Public Radio in Sacramento.
It's budget season in California, which means there's a different rally practically every day outside the state capitol.
What do we want?
Childcare!
When do we need it?
Now!
This one was on Monday, the day Democratic Governor Jerry Brown released his updated budget proposal and informed Californians that the state was $16 billion in the hole instead of the mere $9 billion everyone expected. Several dozen people, including Jennifer Greppi, vented their frustrations over Brown's proposed cuts to welfare and child care grants.
These programs are how these families live and survive. It's really unfair to cut these programs.
With its huge deficit and years of cuts already in the books, California desperately needs some good news, as in money. And that's where Facebook's big stock offering comes in.
It's a really big deal.
Jason Cisney runs the budget numbers for California's nonpartisan legislative analyst office.
Because with the IPO, there will be a series of financial transactions beginning Friday that will generate a lot of taxable income for a few thousand Californians.
Particularly founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg. He can end up paying the state hundreds of millions of dollars. Facebook's investors and current and former employees will face big tax bills as well. California's income tax on millionaires is 10%, second only to Hawaii. Cisney is projecting a one-time windfall of about $2 billion, roughly 2% of the state budget, with smaller amounts trickling in down the road.
It will not be a panacea. The state's budget problems are much bigger than this amount of money. But it's a real help, and it is a bright spot in the state's economy.
Cisney says the state could even net a billion or two more, depending on where the price of the stock ends up. In Sacramento, I'm Ben Adler for Marketplace.
And finally to St. Louis, where someone dropped off a box of old Christmas stuff at Goodwill and accidentally left almost $15,000 cash inside. Goodwill turned to the public for help, and boy, did the public respond. According to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, at least 15 people say they mistakenly donated the money. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.